Welcome to the Inside Out Money Podcast. Can't even recognize this place. Too
many pieces of our past mistakes. Hi, I'm Maggie, and I believe real change starts from the inside out. So let's work together to improve our money and our lives from the inside out. We will explore all things money and our relationship with it. Join me each week with a rotating set of co-hosts, friends, and interviews. Let's jump in. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Maggie.
Welcome to your very, very first Inside Out Money episode.
Yeah, you're very lucky to have me.
I'm kidding. I like that that's your first comment.
I'm kidding. I feel very honored to be your first guest.
To be clear, Greg, you're not a guest. You have like a little of imposter syndrome here. You are one of a handful of our new Inside Out Money rotating co-hosts. And this is the first episode of Inside Out Money beyond the trailer intro episode. This is like our first real episode.
In that case, I will say I'm honored to be the first rotating co-host.
Yeah.
Featured on Inside Out Money.
You're my first, Greg. You know, you weren't able to be, we met later in life, so you weren't able to be my first in some other categories in life, if anyone wants to read between the lines on that. But you could be my first for Inside Out Money. Congratulations.
Well, thanks.
I don't know why I said congratulations. Like, this is going to be the best experience of your life.
I mean, being married to you is the best experience of my life. So, you know, being your podcast co-host, you know, maybe that'll follow suit.
Be the second best. That's really nice. That is very exaggerative and very nice and not scripted. I didn't tell him to say that. Okay, we are going to start with an introduction of who you are, Greg, before we get into the fresh start effect, which is what we're talking about for this first episode of Inside Out Money. I'm going to start with one fun fact about Greg, which you just let out of the bag that you're married to me. So in case people don't, you might be new to this show. This might be your first time listening. If so, welcome. If you had listened to Friends on Fire, Greg had been on a number of episodes and was just in general talked about a lot by me. And so many people know you're my husband, but this is Greg. He's my husband. How long have we been married, Greg?
This summer will be 6 years.
Wow. And we've been together for almost 9 years.
Yeah. Earth Day made 9 years. Yeah.
You're right. So it was just, we just recently had our 9 year anniversary. And in true Greg and Maggie fashion, we didn't really do much to celebrate because every day with you is a celebration. We're kind of frugal on celebrate. Like we don't like go out for fancy dinners or things like that. We just like lay in bed next to each other and are like, Hey, we met 9 years ago today, and we'll sort of talk about it and reminisce about it a little bit. But to me, the celebration was the fact that it was like 9:30 in the morning. We were in bed together and we didn't have to go to work, which we'll talk about.
Right.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself in a second. But the second fun fact about Greg, in addition to the fact that we're married, is we also took the early retirement plunge together. So almost exactly a year ago from tomorrow, Greg, we retired from, we each had 20 plus year corporate America, stressful, demanding jobs and careers. And we both took the plunge to retire.
It is. That is our holiday. Seis de Mayo.
Yeah. Forget Cinco de Mayo. Forget May the 4th. Forget your birthday, which is May 7th. Seis de Mayo es muy importante.
Yeah, I was saying the other day that May is actually a more exciting holiday season almost than the winter holidays, because we've got May the 4th, which we really didn't celebrate, but, you know, it was a passing thought at least. And yeah. I do like Star Wars. We got Cinco de Mayo.
I thought you were going to say, and I do like passing thoughts.
That too. I have a lot of them. We've got Cinco de Mayo. Seis de Mayo. My birthday, Mother's Day. I mean, it's a big week.
Memorial Day. Do a big Memorial Day party at the pool. Yeah. It's a big month. And it's like the last few weeks of the kids' schools. Mm-hmm. There's like 50. We've been to multiple chorus concerts, award ceremonies, and they have yet to finish. School dances. There's a lot going on in May. It's going to be May.
Days.
Like how you're saying May days. And I was like, it's going to be May. You know, I don't know. Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, Greg, tell us some things about yourself. Like, who are you? Where'd you come from? What's your social security number? Whatever you'd like to share.
Yeah, I'll share all that. I was born in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
That's a fun fact.
That is, yeah. So those are the U.S. Virgin Islands. I was not only born there, but My parents are from Texas and Colorado, so they had traveled a lot and sailed in the Pacific and moved there. And I was born there and lived there with the exception of a couple years, grew up there and graduated from high school there and moved to Georgia for college and have been here ever since.
A lot of people ask why you chose Georgia coming all the way from the Virgin Islands. You had some family here, right?
Yeah, that was probably the biggest factor is my aunt lived in Lawrenceville at the time. So I wanted to be, you know, near family just so that I could visit over a long weekend and have someone nearby that I knew. Also, just I didn't think I could handle very cold winters coming from the Virgin Islands where it never gets below 70 or maybe 65 on a cool winter's night.
Yeah.
I just could not handle the winters of the Northeast or anywhere else. So Atlanta was close to home relatively and warm relatively.
So you came to Georgia for college. You actually went to you came originally to the same college that I went to. We were a couple years off, but you came to Georgia for a couple years. Then what happened?
Went there for a couple years and then transferred to Georgia State, which is where I finished my bachelor's degree and also went to grad school.
What'd you go to school for?
Did a bachelor's in marketing and then a master's in health administration.
I don't think I realized your undergrad was in marketing. I thought it was like all in healthcare.
No, it was a BBA in marketing.
Look at that. I always scoot right past you for marketing advice, Greg. I didn't realize you were sitting right here, also a marketer.
Well, I don't think a bachelor's degree.
That's fair. Right. You never used it. Like, yes.
Yeah, it's like the minimum stakes of entry and, you know,
you took a few marketing classes in college.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Okay. I know nothing about marketing.
Okay. So you worked in healthcare leadership for 20 years for the same company. You worked at the same company out of college until you retired, which is pretty rare these days.
I did. Yeah. 20 plus years at Piedmont. I felt very fortunate to Piedmont grew a lot over those years. When I first started working there, it was a 2-hospital system. By the time I left last year, it was something like 17 hospitals and hundreds of physicians that were employed by Piedmont. And so as I kind of grew in my career, Piedmont was growing, which allowed me to have lots of opportunity. And so even though by the end of it, I was, you know, ready for a change and not feeling like I was enjoying it very much, I still can say I feel very fortunate to have worked for Piedmont and, you know, had great bosses, colleagues, mentors along the way. And so, yeah, worked in healthcare management for 20 years and excited to be, you know, early retired. I don't know if Maggie's mentioned this in her brief intro episode, but we have 3 daughters between the two of us. And so family is a big focus for me. I also enjoy hiking, yoga, generally being active. I like listening to books and podcasts, lots of various kinds of music.
Greg loves to like dance around the house listening to music. Like you came into the bedroom last night, you were like rocking out. I don't even know what you were listening to, but because you had headphones on, but
yeah.
What were you listening to? Because you were like, I rediscovered somebody.
Oh, it's a rapper named Bryce Vine. He was kind of popular in like late 2015 to 2020. And anyway, he just has a good sound. So yeah, I love music. It sort of like powers me, wakes me up.
We both like a lot of like hip hop and grew up listening to rap and hip hop. We have a very diverse, like we listen to, I really can't name a genre of music that we don't listen to, but we have a lot in common of like what we grew up listening to.
Yeah.
I think.
No, I think we definitely bonded over our childhood or not childhood, but teenage love of Outkast, Wu-Tang, kind of 90s rap music.
3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? You're like kind of a nerd, right?
Yeah, I can. I can certainly geek out about stuff. I mean, from the exterior, you never know I'm a nerd. You know, but
exactly.
But a few minutes of conversation with me or looking at, you know, the kind of stuff I watch on YouTube or people I follow on Twitter, I like geeking out about cars and planes. I'm always mentioning various types of planes when we're at the airport and space travel. And
Greg's always telling me about the latest rocket launch. Or yes, we walk through the airport and he's like, oh, that's a this, that's a this. Or I'll book some flights and he's like, what's the plane type? And I'm like, that was the last thing I was paying attention to. Then he'll tell me like how old that plane is or how new it is and various. You're full of fun plane facts and rocket launch facts.
Yeah.
And you know a lot about SpaceX and...
Well, in some ways, it's kind of like rediscovering the like childhood things you're excited about, right? When you're like, you know, when you're a boy, before you hit your teenage years, you can be a geek about aviation and just everything. And then, you know, you go through a spell in life where you got to be kind of cool, and you kind of forget about those things. And then at some point in your adult life, when the stress of work fades a little bit, that you can sort of return to your roots. So I'm kind of like a 10-year-old boy now, I think, probably in a lot of ways.
And then you get to where you have teenagers and nothing you do is cool anymore. Like you want to be in a household where you kind of get made fun of on the regular. It's being in a house with three teenage girls who critique everything from what you wear to what you say to how you talk in front of their friends. I'm always like, what am I allowed to do? You know, I'm like walking on eggshells some days. Anyways, my point is our kids are awesome and we love them a lot. They really are great. They're great. They're funny. They're smart. They're witty. They've all got very unique and interesting personalities. But I am serious about when you were talking about like what's cool versus not, things are cool again to you until you're reminded by your kids what is and isn't cool.
Very true. They now know, especially with popular culture, you know, they used to come to us to ask about, you know, music, or, you know, we would be educating them about kind of popular culture things. And now it's completely the opposite. And it makes you feel old very quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's life.
Yes. So speaking of life, like I said, we early retired almost exactly a year ago. We're not going to get into that today, but we are actually going to do an episode soon. Probably Greg's next episode on Inside Out Money will be us talking about our first year of retirement, thoughts, reflections, learnings, all that fun stuff. But I think we should jump into today's topic.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Or is there anything else you wanted to share about yourself, Greg?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a good intro.
Greg's an awesome guy. I will wrap up the Greg intro with, not to get too like mushy here, and we're in separate rooms for what it's worth. We are on a Zoom in two different rooms in our house. That's the best audio logistics for us to do. So we're close yet so far away. But Greg, you're awesome. I try to tell you this enough. You're an awesome person. You're just great. I'm going to sum it up as you're awesome, but I love you a lot. And you are more than I could have ever hoped for in a life partner, let alone podcast partner.
Well, that is very sweet of you. I very much love hearing that. And I feel the same about you and love you very much. And, you know, we'll talk about this a little in today's topic, but I'm really proud of you for what you did with Friends on Fire and what you're going to do with Inside Out Money. And I think the just knowledge and ideas and energy that you'll share with people and on their journey to financial independence. And so I'm really excited for you and proud of you. And you're pretty amazing too.
Aw, thanks, Greg. Okay. A good segue from how awesome you are, Greg, is to talk about Matthew McConaughey. So the reason I bring up Matthew McConaughey, aside from his overall dreaminess, is I recently heard him say something. It doesn't even matter the context or how or where, but he said, "No one is coming to save us." And I love that quote because his point was, you know, we've got like there's all these things that can be impacting our lives, that can be having us face adversity. And we all have different versions of it and pieces of it. And Greg and I happen to be, you know, very privileged in the grand scheme of this world and have grew up with a fair amount of privilege. And so we often didn't need someone to come and save us. We had a lot of forces in life helping us in the right direction. I just love the simplicity around the phrase, "No one is coming to save us," because it puts that accountability into our hands, right? And then he continued to say something around what's worth keeping from our past and what's worth taking into our future, right? Like we've got to figure out how to improve, in the spirit of what we're talking about today, our finances and our lives. And let's talk about the fresh start effect. This is a term that I heard for the first time in a book somewhere. I'll be honest, I can't really remember which book, which will be a continual theme of me remembering things, but not remembering where I learned or heard them. There was a bunch of research that came out around this concept. And the actual definition of the fresh start effect is the phenomenon whereby people are more likely to tackle their goals immediately following salient temporal landmarks.
Big word.
Yeah, which one? Salient?
Well, I guess you shouldn't even, big words. Salient temporal landmarks. What does that mean, Maggie?
I honestly didn't even know what a temporal landmark was, but I kind of got the gist of it. But a temporal landmark is this idea that we have a way of organizing experiences and memories in our lives. So originally it was thought that a temporal landmark could only be like a calendar event, like a new year, a new week, a new month, a Monday after, you know, a fresh week or January 1st.
Got it. Like New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
Exactly.
That's okay.
But then researchers found out that it could include the feeling of starting anew that encapsulates more than simply specific calendar dates. So according to their findings, temporal landmarks could also include relevant life experiences, like a special milestone, a big life transition, a first experience, a new job, for example. In the case of what's happening here, a new podcast, right? Which is why I was excited to actually cover this topic on Inside Out Money, because it's something that I had made a note of when I read about it a while back. And I love the concept because everybody thinks you have to wait for January 1st to make some changes in your life. And that helps to motivate people to make some changes. But I love the idea that we can use kind of quote excuses or motivation or other things, all of these other quote temporal landmarks, like a birthday, a job change, a big holiday, a fresh month, a fresh week, whatever. If you're having a rough week, you could just be like, look, Monday is going to be the day I start changing things, right? It doesn't matter. I love the idea that it widened the availability of when we could use some inspiration and a nudge to start doing something that we want to do better in our lives.
Well, it sounds like, too, you're saying that these landmarks don't always have to be external things. It's not always, I mean, often they are a date that's like New Year's Eve, some external thing. But it sounds like you're saying, too, that you can really kind of have an internal desire and kind of reframe something and have your own, you're the one proactively setting that landmark and using it to make some changes.
Yeah, exactly. And look, this isn't a silver bullet. Nothing is. I just think the idea of a fresh start effect, it's another concept or tool in your tool belt that might help you push forward on something that you want to change about your life or something that you want to improve about your life. And I think we often relegate like past mistakes to our former selves, like, oh, that's the old me. And the fresh start effect can start to define the new you and who you want to be and how you want to be. So the other thing I love about the fresh start effect is that to me, it's an embodiment of why I named Inside Out Money, Inside Out Money, right? That sounds funny repeating it, but it's why I named the podcast Inside Out Money, which, by the way, Greg, a big shout out to you for the amount of time and energy you spent verbally and internally, emotionally dealing with me for like 2 straight weeks, throwing out name ideas at you and then ask name, logo, all sorts of things, and like moving something a millimeter and then being like, what do you think about this? What do you think? And you're like, I can't tell the difference. What's the difference between these two things? You were very kind and patient with me during a stressful few weeks of trying to create and launch a new brand.
Thanks for saying that. It was fun kind of watching you create something and ideate it. And we can talk a little bit about that too, because I know we're going to talk about this fresh start as it relates to you and to Inside Out Money. But no, it was fun kind of being there along the journey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, and the point on the name real quick is just the reason I really decided to use the name Inside Out Money is I do believe that the majority, 80%, we don't have to put a percentage on it, but the majority of your success with your personal finances is psychological and mastering your mindset around money. And it's all about how you mentally frame things up and then decide for your actions and tactics to follow that. And so the name itself, I just think, is very tied in with the concept of things like the fresh start effect, which are very psychological, right?
It's interesting, as you talk about this recently, I've been reading a book that kind of gives a summary of A Course in Miracles, which is a book that is, I guess you could say, a religious or a philosophical book that's often talked about by Marianne Williams, who's a presidential candidate right now. But one thing the book talks a lot about is the present and the future, and how for so many of us, our present is so heavily influenced by how much time and energy and thought we give to moments from our past, and especially moments that we're not happy with. And it makes this point that basically we focus on these negative things from our past, whether they're mistakes we made, things that we think we didn't do well, and how, unbeknownst to us, we are creating our future in a negative way or in a less than optimal way because we're so focused on our past. And how if we just focus on the present, and even when we think about our past, we start putting more focus on positive moments and things we've done well, we will be creating a brighter future for ourselves. And And it was kind of funny because I'm reading this as you're talking about this, and they really sort of, to me, lined up. And, you know, anytime you can say it's time for a fresh start and I'm going to start thinking about the present and let and forgive myself for all of the past mistakes I've made and all of the decisions I've made that I regret now, and I'm going to focus on the present and maybe even look back at the past and say, you know, in addition to some of the mistakes I've made, I did some good things, and focus a little more on those. And I just think that kind of lines up a lot with what you're saying, is this fresh start effect.
Yeah, I think you're right, Greg. They tie together nicely. And this podcast for me is a fresh start. It's giving me, well, to take a step back, I was pretty bummed about Friends on Fire ending, right? Like, I didn't want it to end. It wasn't my choice. It wasn't my desire. It was something that Mike decided to do. And I wanted to continue it initially, just to be quite frank and transparent. But that wasn't what Mike's vision was. Now, he came around to changing that. But in a brief time when I believed that wasn't his vision, I started thinking about creating something new. And I actually, it was the fresh start effect in effect, if you will. You saw me, Greg. I went from being like really sad and disappointed and hurt and a bunch of things to being really energized and excited to build something new.
Yeah, I definitely got to see that firsthand. And it was neat to see that change in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I only make this point to remind people of the impermanence of things. And a lot of everything you just said, which I won't repeat, Greg, but I believed so much of my identity was caught up in Friends on Fire. It was something that something really cool we had built over the course of 3.5 years and a brand we had built. And I also had believed a lot of my identity was caught up in work, even more so than the podcast, right? I was very, Greg knows this more than anyone because you heard it from me, you know, every day for years. I was scared to leave my job and my role and the company I worked for. I was scared I would regret it. I was scared that was a big piece of my identity. Just a bunch of different things I was scared of. I think we have a whole episode on Friends on Fire of all the things I was afraid of. I can put in the show notes. But I have seen the flip side of leaving my job. I have found extreme contentedness and happiness on the other side of leaving a job that was a huge part of my identity for 20 years. And I also believe I'll find it on the other side of Friends on Fire, right? And I believe the fresh start effect will give me a lot of the momentum that I need emotionally and physically to do something new, right? And so that's why I wanted this to be the first episode, because I think it's so related to the concept of relaunching something like a new podcast.
Along that line, what is motivating you to do the new podcast, and especially so quickly? You know, why are you jumping right into this versus taking some time?
Yeah, I know you would probably like me to take some time.
Not necessarily. I mean, it wasn't a judgment as much as just kind of a...
I was half joking. I probably should take some time off. It's not in my personality, though. Greg knows that. It is a good question. There's two parts to it, because it's sort of the why now versus what's motivating me in general. I think what's motivating me in general is I really, just as a person, I like helping people. I have a service mindset. I get a lot of personal value and happiness from being helpful to other people. I always have. That's how I operated in my job. It's actually one of the things that I think made me successful in many ways. I want to be happy. I know what happiness feels like. I want to help other people be more happy in their lives. And I get a lot of motivation from that and happiness myself. And I truly believe that getting a hold of and in control of your finances will make you happier. And I see how unhappy people can be, not just unhappy, unhealthy, a bunch of different emotions, not have a good relationship. It can impact your relationship. It's one of the number one causes of divorce is financial disagreements and not seeing eye to eye on things. And so I know the negative consequences that financial issues can have in someone's life. And on the flip side, I know how much positivity it can add to your life when you get a hold of your finances and how much of an impact it can have just beyond your finances into every other aspect of your life. And I saw that Friends on Fire was helping and doing that for other people. And so for me, though Mike was ready to wrap it up and retire, I felt like I was just getting started. And I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but I was just getting started, right? And I was finding more and more pleasure and value from the messages we would get from people saying to hear that they're getting value from the podcast and from conversations we're having and the things we're talking about, and that it was motivating them to have more conversations in their own lives with their own partner, with their family, with their kids, with everyone around them. And I want to do more of that.
That's really good. And I'm glad that you and other people in this space are out there with this message and trying to empower people. Because as we all know, I mean, there's so much going on in our own country, much less the whole world, with the economy and, you know, stats of people who, if they had an emergency that cost them a few thousand dollars, they would, you know, not be able to cover that. And I think there's a lot of economic strife and inequality in our world today. And there's many things that need to happen to address some of that. But I think helping empower people to make good decisions and feel empowered of their own finances is an important piece in that. And so I think what you're doing, again, other people in this space, I think it's really important, and it's such a powerful tool for people to have. So I'm glad you're doing it.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'm glad we're doing it, Greg, because you're coming back on to co-host. So your other question, Greg, was why now? And I'll be honest, I think we talked about this in some of the last Friends on Fire episodes. Some of it is just my own need for consistency and just pride of, we, Friends on Fire did 200 episodes. We never missed a Monday. We never missed a week. Every single week for 3.5 years, we put out, and during COVID, we put out 2 episodes a week for a little while. But every Monday, we put out a new podcast. And we were both very proud of the consistency of that. And I didn't want to lose the consistency. So I was big on, I want this to launch 1 week after Friends on Fire retires. And so that's part of the why now. I could have taken a few months to spend more time building this out. But also, we did a whole episode on this on Friends on Fire, actually, on Parkinson's Law, which is the old adage that work will expand to fill the time allotted for its completion, which means if I had given myself 3 months to launch a new podcast, I would have dragged it out for 3 months. If I said, I've got 4 weeks to do this, which was more like the reality, I'd get it done in 4 weeks and I'd hustle down, buckle up, whatever the word is. And I'd do it a lot faster. And that's what I did. And I kind of knew that. I knew I could drag it out, but it really would just, I'm not sure I would have done more work. I just would have thought about it. And what's the word where you, I would have ruminated about it for months and delayed things and whatever. So to me, like when I have a deadline, I work better and faster and sharper in many ways. And so it was a very, very self-imposed deadline.
Well, I'll also, well, I do think you deserve some time to relax. I know that that's not something you're good at. And so even if you weren't doing this, you probably would have, you know, decided we were going to clean out the whole house, get rid of everything, rebuild the back deck. And quite honestly, that would have been more work for me. So
yeah,
right. I salute you for just throwing yourself right into this and
leaving you alone for a month.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like that. Thanks for the salute, Greg. Okay. So one of the things that we always want to do is make sure that we take whatever topic we're talking about and really reframe it at the end to discuss how it can best be actionable for you. And I think with the fresh start effect, and specifically tying it into finances, which, by the way, that's what we're talking about here on Inside Out Money. Money, personal finance, other things that, you know, are related from time to time. But the idea is you don't need to wait until January 1st or some arbitrary date that you choose to improve your finances. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing in some way you care about your finances and improving them and continuing wherever you are in your journey of your finances and where you are with your money. I'm assuming you want to make some improvement. Our thoughts on that is don't wait, right? Use the fresh start effect and let this be your fresh start. Right? Let my fresh start of starting this new podcast be your financial fresh start. It can be a fresh start on your money goals. We, myself and Greg and some of the other rotating co-hosts, let us be your weekly accountability partners. Make a commitment that you're going to listen to this podcast every week. Hopefully you continue to enjoy it. If not, don't keep listening, but continue to listen to it every week and stay focused on creating lasting change with your finances that again, I believe will impact your money and your finances, but also your broader life in so many positive ways. And one of the things that you'll hear me say a lot is, you know, it's not about the math, it's about the mind. It's about your mindset. Like once you know what to do better, you'll do better, but you have to reframe things in your mind. And that's what we're going to talk about in so many episodes here is how you start to change your mindset around money, because I can teach you the math. That's the simple piece. And we will talk about that throughout many of these episodes. We'll have more technical topics and very tactical how-to topics, but we're also going to talk about our mindset with money, because that is the piece that we've got to get right in order to be able to actually do the things we know we're supposed to be doing better. Because a lot of us know what we should be doing with our money. It's a lot harder to actually do it.
Yeah, well, I like this a lot for a couple reasons. One is I'm personally a procrastinator, and sometimes it's hard for me to get started on something. So I love the idea of saying, yeah, I know. Shocking. I know you're surprised to hear that. I hide it well or not. But, you know, pick a date and say, this is the date that I'm going to start, and start small. Pick something, start making some progress. I also like the concept of kind of inside out money, as you were mentioning, and just the idea that, you know, the mentality is so important. And I think, as Simon Sinek says in his famous book and TEDx talk, you know, start with the why. And for most people, that's what's going to motivate you to make the technical changes. You're never going to go through all of the steps if you don't have your why defined, if you don't know why you're doing this and what you want to accomplish. So I think that's really great that you're going to focus a lot on that, or that we are going to focus a lot on that in this podcast.
I like that you keep saying me, but yeah, we. Just to restate this point, because I think it's important, my fresh start is this podcast, Inside Out Money. I hope this could perhaps also help to be part of your fresh start. If you're looking for an excuse for a fresh start with your money, use this podcast as your fresh start. If that's not what you need a fresh start on, think about somewhere else in your life where you could use a fresh start and start to do things differently. Greg, you said just a second ago, you know, it can be these small things, right? Like, change can be inch by inch. It's not mile by mile. The way we make changes in our lives are often small incremental changes that build momentum and gain momentum. I love the phrase, small hinges swing a big door. And, you know, you need to keep making these inch by inch changes. Hey, Greg, is there anything in your life that you're looking for a fresh start on? Hey, and watch how you answer this, dude.
For me, not specifically, no. I think I'm in a bigger period of transition right now, so I'm not at a fresh start point.
Yeah.
But I love the concept.
Okay, well, I'll make a fresh start list for you if you want, like a honey-do list. I got like 20 things where I'm just kidding. You're great. You don't need a fresh start because you've got such an awesome life, Greg. Life, wife, they all those words run together, you know? Okay. Thank you all for listening. We know your time is very limited and valuable, and we appreciate you spending some of it with us here at Inside Out Money. We hope you have enjoyed this episode today. If you have, we would greatly appreciate it if you would give us a written review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. And Greg, remember, we were talking about all the different holidays in May. It's like the 1 year anniversary of us retiring. It's your birthday. Think of that written review as a little present that you could give Greg. I don't even need it.
A May Day present.
Right? Doesn't that mean like you need help?
Right. Help us celebrate May Day.
Okay. Well, we really would appreciate it if you have enjoyed this and would like to leave us a review.
Also, we'd encourage you to share this episode with a family member or friend to encourage some ongoing discussions about money.
You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have any thoughts or questions, we always love to hear from you. And you can leave us a voicemail or text us at 404-981-3370, or you can hit us up on Instagram. Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Maggie. Bye.
Inside out. 1, 2, 3. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Inside out. I was just going to see if you were going to do it with me.
I did.
Even though you don't like it. Oh, I love you. Okay. Bye. Bye.